A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Nuntes, Yevamos 59a, pagination 117, about a quarter of the way down on the page. The first word on the line is Gufa, and then we begin with the new Mishnah. Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Lo Yisa Almona, is not allowed to marry a widow. We know that a Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, is not allowed to marry a divorced woman, but is allowed to marry a widow. A Kohen Gadol, though, our Mishnah is telling us, is not allowed to marry a widow. Bein almana min o'erisin, bein almana min anesuin. Whether it's a full-fledged widow, meaning the first marriage was a complete marriage with kiddushin, giving the ring, as well as Nisuin, that they did the chuppah and he took her into his home, or even if it's a widow only from Erusin, just from giving the ring, and then the first husband died. Either way, she's considered a widow, and the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. This is all based on the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Emor that make it clear, v'hu isha Bivsuleha yikach, that the Kohen Gadol is restricted in who he's allowed to marry. Only a particular type of girl, young and not previously married. The Mishnah continues, Velo yisa es habogeres. He's not allowed to marry a bogeres. Now, the technical term bogeres is once a girl is 12 and a half, she's classified by this term. The Rambam in the second perek of Ishus explains the different names that are given to a girl. Until the age of 12, she's called a ketana, a minor. At the age of 12, if she has simanim, the initial signs of maturity, so then at the age of 12, she's going to be considered a naira. That's the technical term for a girl at that age. We would simply say that she's a gedola. She's an adult. She would have to fast on Yom Kippur, for example. But in these technical terms, that level is called a naira. And then at 12 and a half, meaning 6 months later after she became a legal adult, she's going to be called a bogeres. So the halacha here is, lo yisa es habogeres. The Kohen Gadol is already not allowed to marry a bogeres once she reaches that age of 12 and a half. Also, the Mishnah concludes, velo yisa es mukas eitz. He's not allowed to marry a girl who is Mukas Eitz, translate it literally first, hit with wood. That means that the Besulim, her virginity, was taken out by artificial means, not through a bio act of intimacy with a person, but through artificial means. Today we would refer to that as a surgical procedure where she does not have the Besulim. So Lo Yisa, he's restricted and is not supposed to marry such a woman. The Gemara on Yud Vamos Samach Amud Aleph, the very next daf, tells us, Bogeres Umukas Eitz Lo Yisa. He's not supposed to marry a Bogeres or a Mukas Eitz. V'im Nasa Nasui. But if he did, the marriage would stand. Just an important note to conclude the theme of the Mishnah. Now, in order to try to bring this Mishnah to a more focused halacha lemaisa of our time, I'd like to springboard off the topic of Mukas Eitz to a fairly practical halacha in our time, where the Besulim are removed artificially and its ramifications on a chasen and kala. There's a halacha in Yoredeya Hilchas Nida, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, that when a person marries a Besula, he's Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah, he does that initial act of intimacy, which is referred to as the Bia of Mitzvah. It's starting them off as husband and wife. And the halacha is Poresh, that after that initial Bia, they have to separate according to the halachos of Nida. Afilu Bodka V'lo Motza Dam, even if she checks and she does not find any blood, Tameya, she's considered halachically Tamei, because the Besulim were there, and when the Besulim are removed, we assume that there was some blood. And Chipeyu Shechvazera, and it got lost, we don't notice it, but we're pretty confident that there is blood there, and they have to separate. And this is a chumra, a stringency regarding dam besulim, even though it's clearly not uterine blood. Nevertheless, it gives her the status of nida. The question is, if for good reason or not for good reason, but if the woman had the besulim removed before this bia, will she still have this rule of Besulim? And even before we ask that question, when the Besulim are removed surgically, does that give her the law of Dam Besulim and she's Temeya Nida? Or surgical removal is its own thing and has nothing to do with this halacha? There is quite a bit of literature on the topic, but the Igros Moshe in the first volume of Yoredeya, Simen Pei Zayin, rules that such cases are not considered dam besulim. Again, it affects two levels. Level number one, that if the husband is having trouble doing an effective bia, so they go to a doctor to remove the besulim, so then the besulim being removed does not create tumas nida, and therefore they could be together right away. They don't have to wait 4 and 7 or 4 and 7 in this case, but they would not have to wait because of dam besulim, because surgical removal is different. Also, if for some reason the besulim were removed before the marriage even started, so then that first bia would follow a different rule, because there are not expected to be besulim, and therefore, if indeed there is no blood, we don't influence the situation and insist there must have been blood, because it was removed. So we don't assume that it was causing dam at the time of the first bia. There are those who therefore want to know if they could go ahead and remove the besulim before the marriage to avoid what they believe is an uncomfortable situation of chasan kala after the first bia becoming forbidden to each other in Hilchas Nida until she goes to mikveh again, and they want to know if they can remove the besulim before the marriage. So according to Reb Moshe, indeed, it would work, but it's not the proper thing to do. We have a tradition, Ein Isha Karesis Bris El Lemi Sha'osa Osa Kli, that the covenant of marriage is most firm by somebody, by a husband and wife, where the wife was created into this status of intimacy through her husband, and that the removal of the besulim was done naturally through the husband. There's a very high level of relationship that results from that, and therefore, even if there is an inconvenience that she'll become nida as a result of that, we certainly do not recommend any workarounds, and it's well worth it in the long-term relationship between husband and wife, if they have the opportunity to do Be'ilas Mitzvah together, then they should definitely treasure that and shouldn't look to sidestep it. Again, the term that is used for such a situation where it's surgically removed is Mukas Eitz, and such a woman is not permitted to a Kohen Gadol, but as we mentioned, if he already did it, he would be allowed to keep her as his wife. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.